Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. I'm really excited about our next guest. She's written a book that I chose. It's one of our 31 books that you all need to read this month, as if March is, of course, a National Reading Month. Diane Altamore is making her first appearance on our program to discuss her book, Clarity, 10 Proven Strategies to Transform Your Life. We're going to talk to Diane not only about her own personal journey, but how she's been able to share that with her clients, to be able to see how her clients have been able to use the work that she's been able to give them, as well. Now, all of us can do it through a book like this. We're going to go through some of the strategies, the importance of getting to know ourselves better, how we can allow our faith to overcome our fear, as well as, of course, the importance of forgiveness. If you're just now finding out about Diane's book, we'll tell you a little bit later how you can get it for yourself. But, Diane, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Cyrus. It is so great to be with you today.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. When I first read this book, Diane, I knew it was something that I wanted to be able to share with our radio audience, and I know that people are already benefiting from it. The book is already an Amazon.com bestseller, and, you know, I think the great thing about this book, and we can kind of begin the conversation here, is that you're not just telling us what you think. You are actually sharing with us things that have worked for you, worked for your clients, and that you know will be able to help others who are willing to do the work. I mean, what has that been like for you, to know that through sharing your experiences, sharing the work that you've been able to do with others, that it's being able to help people around the world?
It's absolutely amazing. I have been coaching people individually for 16 years, and I've had the pleasure of working with people one-on-one and really being able to see them transform their life and shift how they felt about themselves. And this is just taking it to a whole nother level, because I can only touch so many people in any given week, and to be able to share what I know absolutely will help you work through whatever it is that you might be struggling with in your life, and really be able to give people step-by-step information that they can use. I know we're all so busy, and one of the great things that I've heard about Clarity as people have been reading it is that it's an easy read, and that I've really taken a very complex and deep conversation and broken it down into these bite-sized pieces that you could go into for 5 minutes during your lunch hour at the end of the day and just find one of the steps that resonates with you and then begin to integrate that into your life.
Right. I think that is so true. You know, one of the things that you say in the book, and it's something that I think we all know, we've all heard this thing when it comes to our talents and gifts, that if you don't, you know, use it, you will lose it. One of the things that you talk about in the book, Diane, that I knew I wanted to share with our audience, because I know they've been there as well, is that you talk about how that you were so connected, at, you know, when you were growing up, and had something happen and you lost part of that connection, how part of your being able to now help people is getting back to that. I mean, what was it like for you to come to that realization of what had happened and why it happened, and then, of course, realizing the importance of coming back to truly knowing yourself and being in touch with yourself?
Well, of course, it is a journey, and I describe in the book that when I was younger, it was like there were two different worlds. There was what I was experiencing internally, which was a true connection to myself and a belief in myself and this confidence and just this excitement about life. And then what was happening around me was very much at times the opposite of that. There was a lot of chaos and difficult things going on that just did not match how I felt inside. And through that, I lost, through the difficult experiences that I was a part of, I lost my connection to myself. And that is step one of the book, which is the most important thing, reconnecting to ourself. And when you do that, it is the ultimate form of peace, because you really know when you're connected to yourself that no matter what happens in your life, and we all face difficulties and we will continue to on our life journey, but no matter what happens, that you have this inner peace and this inner confidence that you're going to be okay and that you're going to be able to handle or deal with or move through even the most difficult of circumstances. It's very empowering.
Exactly. It sure is. And again, that connection is so important, and you address it in so many different ways in the way that we go about our lives and go about being able to get to a point of clarity. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Diane Altamore is our guest for this segment. We're talking to her not only about her new book, Clarity, 10 Proven Strategies to Transform Your Life, but also the journey that she's been on to be able to help other people to reach a point of clarity in their own lives. One of the things that you do, and you mentioned, you know, the bite-sized pieces. You mentioned that about how people can take a bit of it and being able to use it in different parts of their life. You kind of give us, you know, these homework assignments. One of the ones that I thought was so interesting was actually in the chapter, Listen to the Voice of Your Emotions, where you encourage us for 30 days to lean into our emotions, to really to be more aware of what we're saying to ourselves. You know, and those things I think are so important because, you know, I often talk about on this program, Diane, that a lot of times we talk ourselves out, you know, of opportunities, or we allow other people to do it based on fear or based on not knowing what could happen or, you know, or what if this happens. I mean, what has that been like for you to really not only to be aware of what you're saying to yourself, but then, of course, to be able to realize the power you have of that talk that you're saying to yourself?
It's absolutely amazing because the truth is that we all experience emotions, and negative emotions come and go just like positive ones and just like thoughts. And what is essential for us to do is to really listen to, like you said, that 30-day challenge that I shared, to lean into your emotions. Listen to your emotion. Our emotions are messengers. They are simply guides to show us maybe where we're off track or where we need, for example, you brought up fear. And in step 6, I talk about giving that fear a voice, an expression. What is that fear trying to communicate to you? Most of the time, it's not telling you to quit, give up, and don't follow your dreams, although sometimes
right.
That's what we interpret it to say. A lot of the time, that fear is just saying, you know what, maybe you're not as prepared as you could be for this interview. Let's do more preparation. Maybe that good enough self, that not good enough self part of you is showing up as fear, and you just need more clarity on how to connect with that part of you, not so that it takes you out of the game of life, but that it helps you develop more of who you're meant to be so you actually can give your greatest contribution. Our emotions are not here to take us off track. They are the opposite. They're here to help us and guide us.
Exactly, and I think that is it. And that is such a big thing. I mentioned earlier, of course, that you share parts of your own journey, but also that of your clients as well. You know, have you found that that has helped readers especially, or those who you meet, Diane, to be able to really to form a connection? Like, you know, you mentioned characters in the book like Marcus. It was one of the individuals that you know, I really thought about, as well as Hope. I mean, do you think that those individuals, it not only of course, puts a name and an experience to what you're talking about, but also helps other people to see that, okay, this is an individual just like me, and if they were able to take these steps, maybe I can as well.
Yes, it's a very powerful way to be able to go through your experience and see what in the book you really resonate with. I did a book signing a couple weeks ago, and one of the women in the Q&A started to talk, and she just started crying because she so resonated with one of the stories, which is Alyssa, that I share in step 1. And it's about a mother who just loses control of her emotions, and she ends up throwing a toy across the room in front of her son because she's frustrated. And for those of us that are parents, we know what it feels like to lose control of our emotions or to say something that we know just isn't the right thing for our child to hear. And so she was really, at this book signing, connecting with this mother through that story. And that's really what we do. We connect to information, right? Everything is about connection, whether it's connecting to ourselves or connecting to other people or connecting to a story that we resonate with. And so at the book signing, she really connected to that story, and it liberated her enough that in a room of 50 people, she was able to say, I have so much guilt for those moments when I lose control, when I yell at my children, and I want to stop doing that. And what I shared with her, and this is one of the most important messages that I want to deliver, is that when something like that happens, it is important for you to recognize that on top of the emotions that have been suppressed, that just erupted, you want to be gentle with yourself and not start to guilt or shame yourself, because that just adds more emotions that are now suppressed that your children or your spouse or your coworkers or somebody at the grocery store is going to get at some point when that erupts uncontrollably. And so the most important thing that we can do is start to be proactive in really diving into and listening to what's happening for us on a daily basis so we can clear that stuff out and not have it sitting in there just waiting for a moment to explode.
Exactly, exactly. And I think, you know, that is what makes them so powerful. I want to say, going back to what you mentioned earlier and what I mentioned, and that was the bite-sized exercises. Another thing that you've done in including, you know, the examples in the book, giving us the work to be able to do ourselves as we're going through these steps, is you've been able to redirect us to your website, to DianeAltomar.com. I mean, what has it been like for you to use that as a resource, Diane, to be able to not only to expound upon some of the points that you are addressing in the book, but also to give people more information that they can use as well?
It's really exciting because I can connect with people more deeply by them going to the process at the end of the chapter and then going to my website link, and I'm guiding you through an audio coaching session so that instead of just reading the exercise, you can now hear it on audio. And I, of course, you know, guide you through the exercise, and then I leave space for you to listen for what answers are coming up for you. And it's a really powerful way for us to connect and for me to share more things than are just in the book with you as you progress on your journey of creating everything that you desire in your life.
Another big part of the book that you really address in several of the 10 strategies, I think, has to do with the way that we see ourselves in relationships, the way that we deal with individuals in relationships. And one thing that you keep pointing to, Diane, is the importance of realizing our part. One of the bite-sized exercises that that stick out in my mind was when you encourage us to think about a relationship that may be a little difficult for us, and to think of ways that we can approach that differently. I think that intent is so important, right? I mean, when it comes to everything in our lives, especially as we're going throughout the book, the intent that we have towards every day, towards situations, whether it's our past, whether it's fear, that intent is so important for us to be aware of as we're going throughout our day.
Absolutely, because what it does is if we can really identify that we are a part of everything that is being created, then we are empowered to make a change where we want to. And so many times in relationships, we point the finger at the other person and just say, if he or she would change, this would be fine. Everything would be fine, right? This relationship would work. And the truth is that we have a lot more power when we are not blaming the other person or putting right and wrong in our relationship. And so what I share in one of the chapters of the book is to take right and wrong out of your conversation in your relationship for a while and just allow yourself to connect with that other person, identify what is happening for them and what is happening for you, and realize that every relationship that we're in has the potential to teach us something valuable about ourselves. And ultimately, our relationships are here to help us grow and help us become more of who we're meant to be. And if we're really willing to look at our part and look at each relationship issue or struggle from this perspective, we then can gain immense insight and know exactly where it is that we may need to heal or what we may need to slightly adjust in that relationship to create more love or respect or harmony or whatever it is that we most desire.
when you just said that, Diane, it reminded me of something that you wrote actually in step 8, discard limiting beliefs. And this is the affirmation that you give for all of us. And I think it's so powerful, these words. Every single experience that I have been a part of was a necessary piece of the puzzle of my journey. I honor each experience by identifying the lesson that it taught me. How has that affirmation helped you in changing your whole idea of life and what has happened to you in your life?
I use that every single day of my life, regardless of how big the challenge is or how small it is. It could be on the phone with a customer service agent and something happened that I didn't feel good about. And I really look at, how can I use this as a gift? What is this here to teach me? How is this here to really develop more of who I am so that I can become more of who I'm meant to be? I truly believe that everything is conspiring to help us evolve and become who we're meant to be. The challenges and obstacles in our life are all gifts, and they are really here to help us. They're not here to break us down. And when you look at life like this, it is just so much more joyful of a journey. Yes, there are moments when you're sad or disappointed or angry, or you feel discouraged or let down or disappointed by what other people are doing or what happened. It doesn't mean that we're just joyful the whole entire time, but what it means is that we are interpreting what is happening in a way that is empowering for us instead of having us become disempowered or feel like a victim without the ability to do anything that we want. And that's what's really powerful about that way of being.
Yeah. I also love what you said even before that in this same chapter, in the discarding limiting beliefs. The subtitle of this part of the book is Letting Go of Failure. This is really interesting because I think so many times when something does not happen the way we want, we think of it as a failure. We say that I failed. And this is what you wrote, Diana. I think this is really great for our audience, I think, to think about in their own journey, especially for those of us who make, you know, resolutions for ourselves and we have certain goals and we don't quite meet them. This is what you wrote. We may view something in our life and deem it as a failure, for example. If we were able to look at the big picture perspective of our life and really knew the purpose of that experience, we may find out that it was actually part of what helped us to be successful. It may have helped us to develop a part of our character or some other facet of ourselves that was necessary for our growth. I love this part. Ultimately, it was a necessary step in the direction of our success. To call it a failure is not acknowledging it for the role it played in our journey. And, of course, we never know at what point in our journey we currently are. I think that perspective is so empowering. I mean, when you share that with people, that everything that they go through is actually helping to get them, as you say, to the necessary step in the direction of their success. You know, what is it like for you to see that light bulb go off for them, Diane?
It's amazing because, again, it just empowers us to really be able to take everything that we are currently experiencing as well as what has happened in our past and really integrate all of that to become who it is that we truly want to be. And I love hearing you read that because it is just such an important concept to put into practice. All of these things that I'm sharing in the book, they may not come naturally at first. It's really a practice. It's something that, you know, you continue to integrate into your life and you start to really see things shift as a result. And most importantly, it helps you to feel good about who you are in the process of creating what it is that you want, which, as we all know, is so important because what we focus on expands. And if we're feeling really good, we're bringing that good energy into everything that we're doing, and then that is expanding and we're creating more of the same.
Exactly. What a powerful thing. And all of this is in the new book by Diane Altomare. Again, it's called Clarity, 10 Proven Strategies to Transform Your Life. And Diane, you know, through the work you've been able to do as a life coach, as a speaker, as an author, you know, it's been so amazing. When I was prepping for this segment, I was laughing with one of my friends. I was telling them I was watching your YouTube videos for two reasons. One, of course, is part of my prep for the conversation, but also to make sure I was pronouncing your name correctly. And one thing that I noticed over the time as I was watching the videos was that, you know, your attitude and the peace that you, I mean, it just comes through in, of course, the setting of the videos, but also the peace that you have as you are talking to the audience. I mean, that is an amazing thing to be able to have. And I think for a lot of people out there, Diane, I think, you know, hearing from you, being able to read books like Clarity, I think have been, you know, so instrumental in helping them. I've noticed even in the reviews already coming in from this book, people are talking about how it is life-changing. I mean, do you feel as though you've done exactly what you wanted to, just from hearing from your audience about Clarity so far?
Yes, it's been such a huge validation of the way that I wrote this book and delivered the message, because even at the book signing, people were asking questions, and I would say, oh, that's step 5, and that one's in step 8, and you can refer to that. And it just was such a validation. And I said, really, the publisher did not plant these people in these seats. It really just was so divinely orchestrated and amazing for me to hear what I wrote come back and touch somebody so deeply. And that really is my heart-centered mission, because as you were sharing, and I thank you so much for what you said, that I was really emanating this peace and that you could feel that, but I really want people to know that I haven't always been like that. I don't always feel that peaceful all the time. And so, you know, in the many different difficulties that I've had in my life, that peace has been thrown off, and I've been able to reconnect to it. So for anybody listening out there, if you feel like you are far from connected to that inner peace, you can absolutely get reconnected. You really can. Whatever it is that you might be experiencing or going through is here to help you become who you're meant to be, as difficult as it may be to believe that in this moment. And if you just start taking small steps, read this book, just begin to integrate little pieces of it into your day, you will start to see things shift. And I think that is really one of the things that my clients and that people that I've had the honor of coaching throughout the years have connected with, is that I'm a real person with difficulties just like everybody else, and I've had a difficult journey at many times in my life. And that has given me the ability to bring the compassion that I have for whatever it is that somebody is experiencing, and really know and believe without a shadow of a doubt that whatever it is you're experiencing, you can absolutely get through that and become more of who you're meant to be in the process.
Exactly. Exactly. Definitely want to add this book to your reading list, Clarity, 10 Proven Strategies to Transform Your Life. Diane Altomare, again, is the author. The book is available through our friends at Amazon.com, or you can order it, of course, from your favorite bookstore. If they don't have it, they'll be glad to get it for you. And Diane, how can our audience stay connected with you?
At DianeAltomare.com, and that's Diane with one N, and then Alto is A-L-T-O, Mar, M-A-R-E. And if you go to DianeAltomare.com, you can download Chapter 1 of Clarity for free and start reading right away.
All right. Well, Diane, thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it, and looking forward to our next conversation together.
Absolutely, Cyrus. Thank you. It has been a pleasure.
The pleasure is definitely all mine. And we thank your audience for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live, for those joining us on the radio dial. Thank you all for tuning in to another great hour of our program. For our online audience, if you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Diane, this segment is available as a free podcast for you guys to be able to go back, listen to, and share with your friends. The link is already available through our social media site. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. I've already tagged Diane on both Facebook and Twitter to make it easy for you guys to follow her pages as well. But just click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.